are back with another Friday Five episode here on the Agent Survival Guide podcast. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Sarah Ruppel. We'll start our list at number five with a couple of housekeeping items this week. In last week's episode, we covered five recent legislative and regulatory updates announced by CMS. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, highly recommend checking that out. Two things that did not make it into that episode: the MA and Part D final rule, which at the time of last week's recording had not yet been published. And then also the ACA Marketplace final rule, which we mentioned we would likely cover this week. As far as the Medicare Advantage and Part D final call letter, we have got our teams looking over that document. We will be reporting on it as soon as possible. And we'll be getting into the ACA Marketplace final rule later in this episode. The last little bit of housekeeping. Our team here at Ritter Insurance Marketing is hitting the road for something called Ritter Roadshows this spring. We are visiting states around the country, holding events just for agents like you. At these events, you can meet our team and learn about the products, tools, and services we offer our agents. When you attend, you'll get a free CE voucher and refreshments. We are making three stops next week. On Tuesday, April 16th, we will be in Columbus, Ohio. On Wednesday, April 17th, you'll find us in Carmel, Indiana. And then on Thursday, April 18th, we'll be in Ypsilanti, Michigan. If you've been thinking about joining our FMO, this is a great chance to come on out and meet our staff and get the answers to all of your questions. We will be linking to the registration for those roadshows in the episode notes, so be sure to check those out, get registered, and save your seat. Number four. If you're in the ACA market, chances are you might have heard about this next one on our list, and special thanks to Tina for sending this story to my attention. Some ACA Marketplace policyholders have reported that their coverage was changed without their permission, and this is more serious than just a scam. This is outright fraud. Many of the insured only found out about the situation when they went to use their coverage and were unable to, or when they had filed their taxes and discovered they owed money back to the IRS for subsidies they had never collected on plans that they did not want to switch to. And the most unfortunate part about all of this is that it purportedly happened through licensed insurance agents. According to reports by NPR and KFF, it is very easy for an agent to log into the federal exchange and, with very limited information, modify enrollment information. Both reports suggested that state marketplaces make it harder for this type of fraud to occur because they require more information than the federal exchanges. CMS is aware of what is going on, having issued an updated document on unauthorized plan switching in February of this year. According to Jeff Wu, Deputy Director for Policy for the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight at CMS, the agency is, quote, actively considering further regulatory and technological solutions, end quote. We will have the link to that CMS document in the notes. It outlines a few different scenarios and how you should proceed if your client has had an unauthorized plan switch. Number three, Ruppel recommends. Spotify recently announced a new AI feature coming soon to the app. Users will be able to create AI playlists simply by entering a prompt. Suggestions published in Spotify's For the Record announcement included an indie folk playlist to give my brain a big hug, and a playlist that makes me feel like the main character. The release suggests prompting with references to activities, animals, movie characters, places, colors, and emojis. According to Spotify, quote, the most successful playlists are generated with prompts that contain a combination of genres, moods, artists, or decades, end quote. The feature builds on the concept of AI DJ, which takes users' listening habits and playlists into account to make a personalized playlist complete with commentary about the music chosen for playback. It's a mix of familiar music and new music, but there's no cue, so there's no way of knowing what song will come next. The AI playlist also comes on the heels of the very popular Day List, a personalized playlist that changes throughout the day to echo the changes in your listening, depending on where you're at and what you're doing. And with hyper-specific naming conventions, Daylist made for some fun viral moments as users shared those titles on social media. So far, the AI playlist feature is still in beta and only available in the UK and Australia. So fingers crossed it makes it here to the States very soon. Until then, if you haven't already, I can't say that I have too much love for the AI DJ, but I have enjoyed checking out my day list, sometimes for the music, but most of the time just to see how Spotify categorizes my listening. I think that is fascinating. Number two, last week we held our first ever senior market symposium with an in-person DSNP summit event paired with Craig Ritter's annual report on the senior health insurance industry. We had a great turnout for the symposium, both in person and online. So if you were in attendance for that event, thank you so much for attending. As always, Craig went over a lot of information in his presentation. The one thing I always enjoy is how he is able to drill down and distill that information in a way that is easy to understand. He went over Ritter Insurance Marketing's 2023 year in review, enrollment data from the 2023 AEP, as well as regulatory updates and legislative changes that are coming to our industry. Now, we know that many of our listeners look forward to this annual presentation from Craig, and we also understand that things come up, so we have a recorded version of the presentation, and we'll be linking to that in the episode notes just in case you missed it. And that brings us to number one on our list this week. Let's talk a little bit about the ACA Marketplace final rule for coverage year 2025. Each year, CMS reviews the rules and standards governing the ACA marketplace and makes changes designed to improve the experience for everyone involved. First up, and this change is going to make marketplace enrollment so much simpler, state marketplaces will be required to streamline their enrollment dates, matching up as best as they can to the OEP dates set for the federal marketplace. That means that the standard ACA open enrollment period would begin on November 1st and end no earlier than January 15th. Now, states have the option to keep their enrollment periods open a little bit longer if they'd like, and those with an already established OEP are able to continue using the same dates as long as the enrollment period runs for 11 weeks. Making sure the enrollment dates on all the marketplaces align is going to be hugely helpful for agents selling in different states who previously had to keep track of those different enrollment periods. This change honestly simplifies things for beneficiaries as well and gives everyone the same amount of time to enroll or make changes to their coverage. Next thing. If you have clients in a catastrophic coverage plan, listen up because there's a change here that might affect those clients. If an enrollee in a catastrophic coverage plan loses eligibility or their current plan is no longer available, every marketplace will re-enroll beneficiaries with that form of coverage into a qualified health plan, or QHP, for the next plan year. With that QHP, your client will be enrolled in the one that's most similar to their original plan and has the same network. But that will also mean they'll automatically be enrolled in a plan with the lowest coverage level under their current carrier. Something you want to be aware of as we move forward and make sure your clients in those plans are aware of that possibility as well. Third thing, the federal poverty level special enrollment period enacted by the Inflation Reduction Act has been extended through the 2025 Marketplace final rule. Those with income levels at or below 150% of the federal poverty level can use the special enrollment period to enroll in coverage during any month of the year. They do not have to wait for the open enrollment period. And then the last thing that I'll mention here today, routine dental care benefits for adults, that is coming to Marketplace plans for the 2027 coverage year. It's an exciting update. Currently, only pediatric dental benefits are available for those with ACA plans. Now, of course, these are just a few of the changes coming to the Marketplace that agents should be aware of. For more information, we will be linking to our blog post on the changes, as well as the official release and fact sheet from CMS. Last but not least for the Friday Five today, we have the results of our ASG podcast question of the week. In our last episode, we asked what social media platform you wanted to learn more about. There were five options to choose from: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and X, formerly known as Twitter. The winning platform was TikTok, so that is where we will start that series. Also, a lot of interest in learning about LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Those four platforms were pretty evenly spaced as far as votes go. TikTok just edged out the other three to come in the winning spot. Probably the most surprising thing about the poll: absolutely zero votes for learning how to market your business on X, formerly Twitter, which I think is quite the sign at how far that platform has fallen in recent times. But looking forward to digging into those platforms, doing a little more research. We haven't talked about TikTok very much at all here on the podcast, so that's going to be an interesting couple of episodes. For this week's question, we just recently celebrated National Pet Day. I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned it here on the podcast, but if you follow me on Instagram, you've likely seen pictures of my pets. I have three cats. Tina has cats. Many of the people on our marketing team have pets, and we post pictures of them in a special Teams chat just for our pets. We are big animal lovers here, and that got me wondering what kind of pets our listeners have. So for this week's question, we have a selection of typical household pets, and we're asking you to choose the ones you have. You'll be able to choose more than one response. So if you have a dog and a cat, you should be able to select both of those on that form. To answer this week's question, head on over to that same URL, bit.ly/ASG question, and let us know about your pets. That is bit.ly/ASG question, and we will have the link to that in the episode notes as well. We'll be accepting responses until 8 a.m. next Thursday so we can get the answer in next week's Friday Five episode. That is all we've got for you this week. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay healthy and stay safe out there, and we will see you next week.
The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an Integrity company. This episode was written and produced by me, Sarah Ruppel. Script editing and fact check by Tina Lamoureux. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with us wherever you like to listen.